Intersections, our series on artists and their inspirations, continues today with guitarist Bill Frisell. Bill Frisell is considered one of the most versatile musicians working today. He's adept at playing avant-garde jazz and country, western, and Afro-Brazilian music. His playing can be heard on dozens of CDs, in movies, and on television. And his sound can be as bold as it is tender. A pivotal moment for Bill Frisell came when he was a teenager. That's when he first heard guitarist Wes Montgomery. From KUOW in Seattle, Marcy Silman reports.
Bill Frisell has an imposing musical reputation, but in person the guitarist is like a big teddy bear with tousled gray hair, wire-rimmed glasses, and round cheeks that dimple when he smiles, which is often. For such a powerhouse musician, Frisell is surprisingly modest and soft-spoken. He recalls hanging out with his childhood buddies in Denver.
I had friends I'd go and we'd draw after school, and then a few years later we got guitars and, hey, let's go play guitars.
They played songs by the Beach Boys, the Zombies, and the Beatles, bands they heard on the radio. Then Frisell remembers one of his high school teachers played him a song called Bumpin' on Sunset.
It would have been the fall of 1967, I remember, because there was an all-school show, like a talent show, and the band director wanted me to learn this song to go with this dance routine that these girls were doing.
The song was by guitarist Wes Montgomery from his 1966 album, Tequila. Frisell says he listened to the record, then picked out the tune on his own guitar.
That one song I could kind of figure it out because it was all in one key, and it was, I just hate to say simpler, because it was simpler in some ways, but it's still just as deep as anything.
Deep, says Frisell, in that Montgomery played the same note simultaneously in three octaves, creating a unique harmony. Montgomery's Bumpin' on Sunset launched Bill Frisell's high school music career. Suddenly, all the singers wanted him to back them up. Meantime, Frisell wanted to find out more about Wes Montgomery.
You know, I wanted to find out what jazz was, and it was not long after that that the Newport Jazz Festival did this traveling version of the Newport Festival, and they came to Colorado, and Wes Montgomery was going to come in the summer of 1968. You know, oh boy, Wes is coming, I get to hear my hero. And so I bought the ticket, and then a couple weeks before the thing, he died.
Montgomery was just 43 when he died of a heart attack in his Indianapolis home. Frisell went to the jazz festival anyway. He saw Cannonball Adderley, Thelonious Monk, and Gary Burton's band with Larry Coryell. Frisell loved what he heard. Jazz, and the freedom to improvise, he believes, come from what he calls an optimism in America in the mid-1960s.
There was this thing in the air about if you could just imagine some amazing thing and then somebody would figure out how to do it. And, you know, rocket ships going up into space. It just seemed like the whole world was opening up.
Frisell says these days, amid the chaos of world events, he finds solace in making music. He points to Wes Montgomery as a role model, a self-taught artist with a distinct sound.
He started playing late in life, and he really just sort of invented the whole... He didn't read music. It was like this homemade thing he did all himself.
Like Wes Montgomery, Bill Frisell has had a significant impact on musicians from all over the world. Last fall, he made a CD with musicians from South America, Europe, and Africa called the Intercontinentals.
Olha, ela vai passando a procissão, se arrastando que nem cobra pelo chão. E as pessoas que nela vão passando acreditam nas coisas lá do céu.
Even when Frizzell is on the road, he brings along his own artistic influences. In London this past winter, Frizzell played some Wes Montgomery for one of Mali's most famous guitarists, Jelamati Tunkara.
For me, it was kind of a thrill. I went in a record store and I bought a bunch of Wes Montgomery stuff to give to him. And just watching him, I mean, it was wild to hear this master, amazing guitar player hearing, for me, one of the most important, famous guys, and he had never even heard him.
That night, Frizzell recalls with a smile, Tunkara was on stage throwing little Montgomery riffs into the tunes. It was a nod to Frizzell, only Frizzell would recognize.
I guess that's the most kind of intimate things with the other musicians. You're having this conversation or this exchange or whatever it is.
Whatever it is, Frizzell is keeping it going by turning other musicians onto his heroes, but also by moving the music forward with his own ideas. One critic says Bill Frizzell has created the first new sound on jazz guitar since Wes Montgomery. For NPR News, I'm Marcy Silman in Seattle.
You can hear Bill Frizzell's music and learn more about Wes Montgomery on our website at npr.org. Next week on Intersections, novelist John Irving speaks about Charles Dickens, for better or worse, his literary role model.
I found someone who was good, and I continue to revere him. And if that means there's a place I won't grow or go to, I'm not so sure I want to go there.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.